remind us that at the end of the introit, we'll say speak the Gloria Patri together, and since in Matins we do not have the music accompaniment as we do in the other services, we will simply speak it together. So our order of service for this morning is Matins as found on page 32. Please rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. O Lord, open thou my lips. Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia.
O come, let us worship the Lord.
Make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. The deep places of the earth are his also. It is, and he made it, and his hand formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and sheep of his hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. It was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Now continue by reading the introit as printed on your bulletin insert. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. Great are the works of the Lord, full of splendor and majesty is his work. He has caused his wondrous works to be remembered. He provides food for those who fear him. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. You may be seated for the readings. The Old Testament reading is from Proverbs chapter 9. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her beasts. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her young women to call from the highest places in the town. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. To him who lacks sense, she says, come, eat of my bread, and drink of the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways, and live, and walk in the way of insight. Whoever corrects a scoffer gets himself abuse, and he who reproves a wicked man incurs injury. Do not reprove a scoffer, or he will hate you. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will still be wiser. Teach a righteous man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us. Our epistle reading is from Ephesians chapter 5. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not associate with them. For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore, it says, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Look carefully, then, how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with all your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us. Please rise. The gospel reading for this morning is from John chapter 6. Jesus said, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? So Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever feeds on me, he also will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not as the fathers ate and died. Whoever feeds on this bread will live forever. Jesus said these things in the synagogue as he taught at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, this is a hard saying. Who can listen to it? But Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples were grumbling about this, said to them, do you take offense at this? Then What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is of no avail. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the beginning who those were who did not believe, and who it was who would betray him. And he said, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by the Father." After this, many of the disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. So Jesus said to the 12, "Do you want to go away as well?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us." You may be seated as we invite our children's choir forward. Okay. Maybe. Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with us from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, in truth and love. Amen. Meditation for this morning comes from our Old Testament reading, in which we learn about what true wisdom is and how to get there. You may be seated. People these days tend to use the words smart or intelligent a lot more often than we talk about being wise or having wisdom. I mean, being smart results, doing well in school, putting things together quickly, probably good at logic puzzles and games, and sure, it is a useful gift. The well-educated, the smart, tend to find themselves somewhere towards the top of society. Not really the very top, but they usually find themselves better off and more respected than most. They're not always wise. They may do well with what's given them, but they miss some important details. Smart person might figure out how to edit our DNA, our genetic material, but a wise person would know when that's not a good idea. Or I've heard the saying of a smart person knows that a tomato is a fruit, but wisdom means that you know not to put it in a fruit salad. But even this is still referring to our own still flawed human wisdom. Just the ability to think a little bit more than the pieces you're given and to recognize that there's something, some things you don't know and some things that you do know that you just don't say. But we Christians have a different kind of wisdom. We have wisdom incarnate, and our wisdom is not our own. As Proverbs says this morning, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is insight. We aren't here in church to rely on our secular intelligence or academia for our wisdom, but on the fear of the Lord, on our status as a believer in Christ. Only by knowing Him can we have true wisdom. Because He is wisdom. He is the Word of God in human flesh. He is what God speaks, which can be nothing but a wisdom that would top all of our own. It's far better and more reliable than any fallen human, no matter how smart they may be. It's not to say scientists, doctors, and general academics don't have their rightful place. They do. God has given them to us for a reason, to help us guide us in matters which we would not otherwise understand. This reason and logic, being smart, is just fine for deciding the things of this world. And even more so, our own human wisdom. I wouldn't leave it to Christ to arrange traffic lights and make sure bridges will be stable. That's just not His job. He can do it just fine, but He has given us people to do it for us. It's not His concern. His concern for us, the unique thing that He gives, is our spiritual life. So wisdom, as the Christian understands it, is first concerned with our own spiritual health, and then flows forth into our lives in the world. So the first concern of wisdom is for our eternal salvation. So we return to our reading, where wisdom is inviting people over, anyone she can find, She's done the careful preparation for a grand feast. Just in the repetition that it has, you can feel her deliberate and gradual work, that it takes time, takes effort. But she's ready. So she sends her messengers, her young women, out to proclaim the invitation. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. The word simple doesn't quite get at the Hebrew meaning. The word in question is really the opposite of wise and experienced. So perhaps you could paraphrase it as, if you're not all that bright, you're more inexperienced and gullible, come on in. The message is for those who are wandering around aimlessly, easily fall for tricks, and have found that their own wits aren't enough to get by. The message is for those who realize that they need to be taught. What better place to learn wisdom than her own house? And even more, there's a meal to be had. As she says, to him who lacks sense, come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. A man with no sense is going to find himself in all sorts of trouble, as he probably has very little restraint, and a man without sense may finally find rest at wisdom's table. When he may finally eat the good bread and fine wine without having to worry about whether he is being deceived or not. See, the woman wisdom here in Proverbs, speaking about Christ. Yeah, it's a woman wisdom, but it's just because wisdom is a feminine noun in Hebrew. It's a matter of what language it's in. It's not saying it's anything too confusing. So, when it's speaking of wisdom, the woman wisdom, it's Christ. So when she provides a meal, it's the meal which Christ provides. It's talking of the Lord's Supper. And so the invitation from wisdom that's crying from the tops of the town to all who can hear, heard throughout the streets, is to say, leave your simple ways and live. Walk in the way of insight. So right there, at the Lord's Supper, right at the foot of the altar, you receive wisdom on your lips. It causes you to leave your simple, inexperienced, gullible ways, where you fall for trick after trick from the devil, so that you walk the narrow path of wisdom, which leads to salvation, to eternal life. There, your sins are forgiven by the cross of Christ, so that you may be made wise. Solomon, who wrote Proverbs, was given immense wisdom from God, but even he found himself astray. Only from Christ's wisdom can we be led to salvation. Only with his body and blood may we live. Hence, he can say in our gospel reading today, whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. So, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. As the fear of the Lord leads you to Christ, who is wisdom, and leads you to his table, so that you may be wise. And such wisdom leads you not just in spiritual matters, but in bodily ones as well. Not in just basic, rational questions. It's not his wisdom that tells you the best way to drive into Fort Wayne. But in how to deal with other people, how to treat your children, how to love your wife and husband, how to interact with your employer or your workers, how to interact with the random person on the street or in the store that you encounter. Plenty of other contenders in the world will promise to give you this sort of wisdom. But all who claim to supplant the place of Christ have one source, Satan. And right after our passage in Proverbs, it warns of this. It speaks of another woman. It speaks, the woman folly is loud. She is seductive and knows nothing. She sits at the door of her house. She takes a seat on the highest places of the town, calling to those who pass by, who are going straight on their way. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. And to him who lacks sense, she says, stolen water is sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he does not know that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depths of Sheol. This woman calls just as loud, from the same places, sounds just as inviting. She even uses the same words. She tries to offer the same thing, at least until you get to the meal, the stuff that actually matters. That's all fake. That's all simply stolen, simply worthless. People will offer other ways of promising wisdom. But if it is not through Christ, it can only be any use to us here on earth. If it is not through Christ, it has no spiritual merit whatsoever. People who fancy themselves smart may inadvertently also claim that they are wise and that they have all the answers that you need. They'll try to tell you that they have everything figured out, from the smallest scale to the largest. But if it has nothing to do with Christ and the church, they're wrong. Satan has built them up on a pedestal which will one day be smashed out from underneath them so that they can fall into the depths of hell. Be wary of following such people. The woman you must listen to is calling not to those who are going straight on the way, not to those who know where they're going, like the woman folly is, trying to lead them astray, but calling to you, to ones who need assistance, who know they need it, who come to church so that they may hear the instruction, so that they may become wise. So finally, you must instead come here to Wisdom's Table. Come all who are simple. I am sure among them. Know that here is the place you receive wisdom. Know that that wisdom will bring you to eternal life. Know Christ by his word and by his flesh. Settle for nothing less. Satan may bring similar claims, but Christ is the only true wisdom. Humanity has been falling for his promise of wisdom since the very beginning. Eve ate the apple because it looked good to eat and it was desirable to make one wise. But we have the true food which brings wisdom. Continue to eat of it so that you may grow in your faith and gain the wisdom of God unto life everlasting. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please rise. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds unto life everlasting. Amen. We now collect our offering. Please rise as we sing the Te Deum. For the whole church of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. Father, we thank you that you have sent the great Good Shepherd, who has compassion on his flock. In his name we lift up our prayers for the family of God, for every nation, tribe, people, and language, and for all those who hunger for the true bread of life. Grant us always, O God, to work for the food that endures to eternal life. Bless the ministry of this congregation in our community, that many may embrace Jesus as the Christ and believe that he is the true bread of God who has come from heaven. Grant that we would never hunger or thirst for anything but Christ and his righteousness. Grant true unity in place of disunity, harmony in place of disharmony, and peace in place of violence, that the spread of your gospel may continue unhindered and the spirit of love abound. By your Holy Spirit, change our old nature into your new creation in Christ. Enable us to cling to your word and sacraments, that we may put aside the cravings of our sinful flesh and be clothed with your likeness in true righteousness and holiness. Protect your people, O Lord, from the impurities of this world. Save us from the violence outside ourselves and from hardness of heart within. By your righteous governance, preserve and guide the leaders of our nation as they execute justice in our land. By your Holy Spirit, change hardened hearts that true peace may be established. Bestow your power of healing upon the sick, that in accordance with your will, they may give thanks to your name. Give your spirit of hope to the depressed, the lonely, and those who mourn the death of loved ones, and grant endurance to all who struggle, especially Esther Schweier, Jim McCullough, Joyce Lechner, Aubrey Art, Sean Mendez, Austin Art, Thomas Etzler, the Reverend David and Barbara Bush, Barbara Wolford, Ryan Fiesel, Charlotte Davis, Maya Kalla, Wanda Schweier, Waylon Steiner, Kenny Miller, Patricia Lee, Jeff Secor, and Nikki Strait. Strengthen their faith and assure them of your presence in all circumstances. You continually feed your people, Lord God, not with what we want, but with what we need. You give us bread and meat to nourish our bodies. You also feed our souls with the very body and blood of our Savior, the true manna from heaven. Give us gratitude for your inestimable gifts and turn away all grumbling. Lord of the church, as this congregation is in a time of pastoral vacancy, grant by your grace that Zion continually be fed by your word, which sustains them unto salvation. Holy Spirit, grant discernment to Zion's call committee. Guide them by your word as they seek out the next man to feed them with your word and blessed sacraments. Within the fold of your tender care, O Father, we trust these petitions to you, that you might hear us, teach us your word, and feed us with the bread of life. Even Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Trusting in his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you. We pray. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who hast safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by thy governance, may be righteous in thy sight. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Bless we the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost, be with us all. may be seated. Welcome. Thank you for being here this morning. Grant that you may return home with the wisdom of Christ. Our announcements for this morning are all in the bulletin. We had a great time last night at the family fun night over at the pavilion. I hope that's something we can do in years forward, even if it may not be, I may not be a part of that. That is a wonderful event that you should continue to come together in fellowship as such. Blessings on your weeks. See you in the back.